So 650,000 cases, 32,000 deaths, and we know for a fact that 32,000, the numbers are fluffed. They're inflated. They're phony, a big fat phony. Because we know New York is like, that guy broke his toe, COVID-19. That guy has syphilis, must be because of COVID-19. That guy's got a sore throat, must be because of COVID-19. That guy got hit in the head with a wrench. That wrench was infected with COVID-19. Everything's COVID-19. They turned into Oprah. COVID-19, 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 everybody got it. If that was the case, New York City would have herd immunity at this point and it wouldn't be an issue. So that 32,000 isn't even correct. People in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat have been throwing different numbers from their state, showing that there's really nothing there. And so 650,000 total cases, 22 million people are unemployed. And it's not just that person. It's not just that person. What if that person has kids, a wife, a husband? Maybe they're taking care of their grandparents. Maybe they're taking care of their brother-in-law, whoever. The point is, the ripple effect of 22 million people unemployed, you might as well double it to 40 million people who are impacted from one way or another of being out of work. I've been unemployed, all right? I was lucky. I was in my 20s, so I was able to kind of ride it out. But being unemployed, man, when you're a father or a mother and you have responsibilities, it weighs and it impacts not just you. But we've shut everything down because people are afraid and people have been told and people have been convinced that the COVID-19 is the equivalent to the film The Happening. Is the equivalent of the Day of the Dead, as my church was pointing out, how the stage has been set since the 60s on down with horror movies and disaster movies. And I was talking to one of the people in the chat room. Don't even discount things like young adult novels. They're always The Hunger Games, Divergent. They're always dealing with dystopian futures. We have been prepped to accept a dystopian future. And that's why you have a large chunk of people who are just saying, oh, well, yeah, I'll stay home. Because they have been convinced, stay home, stay safe. Well, what if I trip and hit my head on the side of the kitchen counter and bang my temple, you know, smash my temple in, and I'm dead, not safe there. I am personally, Rick Barrett of the Bear Brief, I am very clumsy. I now have a house that has two sets of stairs on it. Let's say I fall down the stairs and snap my neck or break my arm. Not very safe there. This idea of trying to insulate us and turn us into bubble people, where we can only exist within our little pods, right? No matter how big your house is, if you can't leave it, you're in a pod. You can't go anywhere. Thank you, Lost Soul. You're awesome. Lost Soul threw some money in the tip jar here at the bottom of the Crusader Stadium. If you're in the Crusader Stadium, there's a little dollar sign in the corner. It's a tip jar for the entire Crusaders network. If you can, you can help us crowdfund in real time because we're struggling just like everybody else. But unlike everybody else, Mike Church of the Mike Church Show from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. has been fighting for you. He has been screaming about the economic impact this will have. I try to be as intellectually honest as possible. I bit on it for a week. All right. I indulged it because I have a master's in Homeland Security and Emergency Management. So I kind of indulged it a little bit. But I snapped out of it pretty quick. But my church never got deceived by this. And so we've been fighting for you and speaking up and standing up and saying, we don't need gradual rollouts. We don't need some kind of phase. You know, this isn't the MCU. We don't need four phases to get people back to work. We just need the ability for people to live. And right now, we're not living. My wife looked at me yesterday, and she's still working. My wife's an essential employee. But my wife looked at me and said, I feel like we're just wasting away right now. And my wife and I have jobs. We're both blessed to continue to work. And I really do mean when I say blessed to be continued to work. So what about the people that are still collecting a paycheck and a pension? Fauci, Whitmer, Scarf Lady, Dr. Brinks, all the governors that have been more than happy to shut down the state, all your local officials, all these people who are getting that paycheck and a pension. They don't care if your lives go to waste. They don't. You're just a cog in the machine to them. And so when we see Operation Gridlock, which was an absolute success yesterday in Michigan, it was so much that I have a clip here from the Laura Ingraham show where Whitmer, whatever her name is, Queen Karen of Michigan, I'll call her that, Queen Karen of Michigan got upset and told everybody, oh, well, you don't need freedom anyway because it's snowing. What the hell does that mean? I can't go sledding. So we're going to cover that. We're also going to talk about how there's an Albuquerque gun store that is defying the governor's orders by staying open. Awesome for that guy. The Department of Justice is backing churches during this COVID-19 tyranny. SCOTUS is not going to take up any abortion cases because they're kind of spineless. And you probably don't want to know where your Trump bucks are going, but I'm going to tell you where they're going because it's very American how people are just taking this money that is supposed to help them with bills, and they're just blowing it like, you know, like frat girls or drunken sailors. Pick how you would do it. But we are suffering now from our inaction. Just sitting at home, plopped at home, looking out our window, waiting to see somebody else violate the rules. We're all back in high school now, folks. I guess that's why we're all in this together. Everybody just took to it.